Listen to this news. U.S.-Ghana partnership enters new phase focused on trade and security. The U.S.-Ghana partnership is entering a new phase focused on expanding trade, attracting strategic investment, strengthening health sustainability, and deepening security cooperation, as Washington recalibrates its broader engagement with Africa toward mutual benefit and reduced aid dependency. Will Stevens, Deputy Assistant Secretary for West Africa at the U.S. Department of State's Bureau of African Affairs, said Ghana remains a priority partner in the region, citing sustained high-level engagement, rising trade volumes, and close alignment with U.S. policy objectives under the current administration. Speaking at a policy interaction in Accra, Stevens said bilateral trade between the two countries has grown from about $2 billion to between $3.5 billion and $4 billion in recent years. He noted that most Ghanaian exports enter the U.S. market under tariff exemptions, with key products such as oil and cocoa not subject to the 15% baseline tariff applied globally. That reflects the strength of our relationship and the balanced nature of trade between our two countries, he said, adding that the U.S. would like to see further opening of Ghanaian markets to American goods to support reciprocity in what he described as a partnership between equals. On the future of the African Growth and Opportunity Act, Stevens said the U.S. administration is seeking a one-year clean renewal of the program to allow time to develop a new trade framework better aligned with current global economic realities. He stressed that trade, rather than aid, is increasingly central to U.S. engagement with Africa, supported by targeted government tools designed to unlock private sector investment. As an example, he cited the Lobito Corridor Initiative, which brings together the U.S. Development Finance Corporation, the Export-Import Bank, the World Bank, and private investors to support regional integration through rail, logistics, infrastructure, and technology. These are the kinds of projects where U.S. government engagement can be catalytic, making it possible for private sector investment to flow at scale, Stevens said, expressing hope that similar models would be expanded across West Africa. On investment strategy, he highlighted the U.S. emphasis on building local capacity, pointing to Newmont Corporation, Ghana's largest taxpayer, which is an American company led by a Ghanaian national. He described this as a practical example of partnership based on empowerment rather than dominance. Stevens also said the U.S. is negotiating a bilateral memorandum of understanding with Ghana to define a clear path for future health financing following the integration of USAID functions into the State Department. Under the proposed framework, the U.S. would maintain full funding for health programs in 2026, followed by a gradual transition toward greater domestic financing. Addressing reports that Ghana was restricted from certain forms of U.S. assistance due to sovereign debt defaults, Stevens clarified that the issue relates to legacy arrears with the U.S. Export-Import Bank. He said both governments are actively negotiating bilateral debt restructuring, with progress already made through recent payments by Ghana. As long as there is a bilateral default, the law restricts additional government-to-government financing, but we are hopeful that this will be resolved soon, he said. Stevens also praised Ghana's cooperation on migration and security matters, saying the country has played a constructive role in supporting U.S. immigration enforcement while respecting due process. He said Ghana's openness and responsiveness have reinforced its reputation as a trusted partner in West Africa. Separately, U.S. Embassy Chargé d'Affaires Rolf Olson described bilateral cooperation as exceptional, particularly in law enforcement and rule of law. He noted that Ghana's extradition of 9 individuals to the United States within a year demonstrated strong judicial cooperation and political commitment, with most cases involving cybercrime and large-scale financial fraud. Cybercrime does not respect borders, and the level of collaboration we have seen from Ghanaian authorities has been very strong, very efficient, and very effective, Olson said. He added that the depth of cooperation across security, migration, and governance reflects shared values and mutual respect, reaffirming the U.S. commitment to Ghana as a key democratic and strategic partner in the region. Business General, made in Saudi products reach 19,000, exported to 180 countries.